I am personally so excited about this story. I have been tracking it, I have to confess, for quite some time, and finally the day has come. There are students at Bassac High School right here in Bridgeport who have been working on a two-seater airplane for the last 3 years, and next week they are finally going to take flight. This is such a cool hyperlocal story you are hearing here on WICC, and joining me to talk more about this, we have Aaron Hollander, who is the founder and CEO of First Aviation Services, and we also are so excited to have one of those incredible students with us, Tiani Perez, who is here. Thank you both for being in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is so exciting. And first of all, Aaron, talk to us about this program in particular and where First Aviation Services, how it all fits in.
Well, First Aviation is sponsoring the program here at Bassac High School. Tango Flight, we had, when this started, 10 programs around the country. This was the first one that we did at an inner city school. Most of the programs are in magnet programs and after-school programs. But we wanted to try it. It's been a huge success at Bridgeport. And it's growing across the country. We're going to have 40 programs across the country here by this fall.
Wow. That's incredible. So the Tango program, when did it start here in Bridgeport?
Started 3 years ago. So we just finished up our third year. And we finished the first airplane about 2.5 years into it. We then brought the airplane with a wonderful police escort from Bridgeport to the airport, where we did the final checks, received the FAA approval, and then started the official test program.
That is so exciting. So if it was three years, like, is the Tango program a 3 year or an all high school year program, like all 4 years? How does it work?
Right. So for some schools, they're able to get it done in 2 years. I would say the average tends to be about 3 years. And then there's some schools that it's 4 and 5 years. It depends largely on the support from the school, the number of mentors they have, how large the program. So it depends from school to school. But I would say ours was really very, very much on track. And when it was finished, the workmanship of this was really very much complimented by the FAA designees.
The reason I ask that is because, don't worry, Tini, I'm coming to you. Don't you worry. I ask that because I would want to see the whole thing through. So, like, if I knew that this would be about a 3, even 4 year project, I'd want to sign up as a freshman so that I could see it through and get the flight. Does that make sense?
I think it's a wonderful idea. The advantage the students have now is they're seeing the finished aircraft. At the same time, we're about halfway through a second aircraft.
Oh,
so
wow.
If the program continues, someone in the program next year would be able to see how the aircraft's coming together, but also see the finished product.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
All right. So again, you're hearing from Aaron Hollander, who is the founder and CEO of First Aviation Services. And in studio, we are so excited to have one of the students from Bassac High School who's been seeing this project and is getting, I think, a very cool opportunity next week. Tini, tell us, when you joined the Tango program, what, you know, were you a freshman or what was your deal?
I was a sophomore in high school when I first joined.
Okay. Why did you join it?
Actually, I didn't join it. So the beginning of my sophomore year, there was a class, and it was auto shop, working on cars, changing brakes, changing the oil, and I was the only girl there. That was really hands-on. I was the only one working. So my teacher in the classroom, he took notice, and he was like, you will do good in that airplane class. I'm like, an airplane class? He walked me over. He showed me around, and I was like, wow, this is new.
Right? I mean, going from the cars to the planes,
right.
It's like, whoa, all right. That's
so
amazing.
He let me work on it a little bit to get, like, so I could get a feel for it. And I'm like, okay, this is new. I see myself doing this. He switched me, like in the middle of the year. And I'm like, okay. So I was like, all right, this is new. And I'm not going to lie. When I first joined the classroom, I wasn't really into it.
Yeah.
Like, I would skip it. I would just go to not get marked absent. And then
why were you skipping? I love your honesty, because I think transparency is key in this world. And trust me, this girl's skipped enough in her life as well. So you're good. You're in good company. Why did you not like it at first? What was it about it that made you think, this isn't really for me? And what changed that then made you realize you love it?
I have to think, because I didn't think I was going into detail, but the only reason why I was skipped is because, like you said, like, it was new. Like, I didn't think, at first, when I first seen it, I was like, yeah, this is cool. But then when I got into the class, I was like, okay, maybe this is not for me. Like,
yeah,
I don't know about this. But then one morning I woke up and I'm like, Tiani, like, this is an opportunity to, like, of lifetime. You don't know where it could take you. So I woke up and I thought, like, not much students have this opportunity to build an aircraft.
No, they do not.
And in school. So I went to class and I was like, what do I do? Like, where do I start? And then I don't know if it was David, my other mentor, or Aaron that showed me the blueprint. And I'm like, oh, whoa.
Okay. The blueprint of, like, the plane you were going to make.
Because it's really step by step and real detailed.
Really?
So I was like, okay, this is new again. So I was like, hey, let me just do it. So I was working with one of my mentors, and I was like, okay, this is actually fun. Like,
really?
I don't know why I did not come to class. So I kept coming every day. The first one's there, the last to leave. I was the only one working on it, like, my last class. Like, if I finish a task, I will ask my mentor, David or Aaron, what do I do next? Because I didn't like to finish a task and then sit there and wait, because then I'm going to get bored. I don't
right.
like that.
You're like, I want to keep going. Yes. I want to keep going. That's exciting. Yes. That's
so
amazing.
I'm the only one working. I'm the only one asking questions. Hey, does this look good? Did I do it right? And then majority of them will be like, yes, you did it good. And how fast I finished. And then I have a joke with my mentor, David. If I couldn't do something and ask for his help, he would be like, I touched it with my hand. I'm like, okay. All right, tough guy. And then whenever he couldn't do something and he asked me to do it, I would be like, I touched it with my hand. And then he was like, okay,
I love that.
I see you. Uh-huh. And then we grew a bond, and I also grew a bond with Aaron. Aaron is a real strict guy. Like, he goes by the rules. He checks everything before we do. So it was fun. And then I was also the only one working on the aircraft in the back, since I'm small and I fit in a little small space.
See, so small people get a lot of things done. That's
so cool. So if they could do it, they'd be like, T, come over here. I need you to do something for me. And then it would be in the back, and I would be mad, but I'd be like, oh, man, because, like, my neck would hurt, and I'll have to sit I'll have to sit a certain way to work. But I really never fussed, because I like being the only one to fit inside the aircraft.
Wow.
Because I wrote my name inside the aircraft. I'm like, since I'm working on it, might as well write my name on it. This is gonna be my baby. Like,
right?
I just fell in love with it.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
That's how it started. Now
there
it's
it is.
History.
I know. It is. It is actually history. When we come back, we're going to talk about how this is now, my understanding, the first completed plane to come out of the Tango Flight Program. And it's also marking the first successful Tango Flight Program to be hosted at an inner city school. We're going to continue the conversation right after we check on traffic and weather and what is coming next week. It's very exciting and amazing opportunity. We'll talk about it right here. I'm Melissa in the Morning. I have to confess, I was saying Tiani's name wrong that whole time. And she's so nice. She's like, hey, just so you know. I'm so sorry, Tiana. See, there you go. T. That's what you want to go with.
Yes,
T.
Like,
because
T
I'm just royally butchering it. That's what I'm doing.
Good.
So T is here, who is one of the Bassett High School students who's going to take flight as early as Monday, hoping that the weather is good.
Yes.
But we also have Aaron Hollander here, founder and CEO of First Aviation Services. T had mentioned a lot of times, mentor. Tell us the importance of mentors in this program, and do you need any more?
We do need more mentors. Two things I would say make this program successful. One is support from the school, which we had. We had Steve Bloom, who is a teacher that was in the auto shop, and the principal, we call him Dr. Joe Raoli, extremely supportive. The other critical part is the mentors. And we have mentors that have built airplanes before. We have mentors who are pilots for airlines who have never picked up a wrench. We have engineers that worked at Sikorsky.
You're fine. It happens to me all the time. And you would think I'd learn by now after
yeah,
5 years
I had
of being
it
on the
turned
air.
Off.
You're fine. So, it's all good.
But the mentors are a great variety of people. And most of us have never built an airplane before. Most are mechanically inclined. Those that have some aviation experience, it's great because they understand the culture of aviation, which is that everything has to be perfect. Everything has a purpose. And there's only one way to do it. But regardless, we're always looking for more mentors. Generally, they come in one day a week. We try to have them consistently to that same day for about an hour and a half. And we run the program around lunchtime, so that generally makes it easy. And most of the companies have been very supportive about allowing time off for people to mentor in the program.
That's amazing. So you are looking for people who don't necessarily, you know, aren't like pilots. They don't have to be. It's more of people who have worked on aircrafts.
If they have any aviation experience in any way, even if they're a dispatcher, it's going to be helpful because they understand the culture of aviation. But if you're mechanically inclined and it's something of interest, then I would say definitely talk to us. We'd be interested.
How do they reach out to you?
Easiest way here locally is to do to our a spot on our website first at firstaviation.com, and from there we'll pick it up, contact them, provide them a whole package of information. They'll understand the whole process, what we're looking for with the mentors, and then they'll have a chance to talk to some of the other mentors and see if they feel it's a good fit. So first at firstaviation.com.
I'm going to add that to your podcast so that people have that direct access if they don't have a pen and paper on them right now. T, I'm curious, after 3 years, I know you've had amazing mentors and you've been working on this. As you mentioned, it's like your baby. Are you scared at all, though, to take flight in your baby on Monday? No.
I'm not scared at all.
Really?
Nope. I'm ready. I've been ready. Literally, I've been ready. I'm so excited.
I mean, what is that? I mean, obviously, the moment hasn't happened yet. I might have to have you back on the show next week to tell me what that moment was like. That would be very cool.
Oh, come back.
That would be great. Okay, so then I'll save that question of what do you think it'll be like. We're going to get the full reaction next week. We'll work on that. What would be your advice, especially as a young woman getting into aviation? As you mentioned, when you were in your auto shop class, you were the only girl in that class. And even when I look at this photo of the students, looks like it's predominantly boys who are in this. What would be your advice to either other young students about getting into something like the Tango program, but especially for young women in trying this out? What would you say?
I say if you have the opportunity to do it, go for it. Don't think twice. Just do it. Like, because the people in the aviation industry, like, they help you a lot. They help you a lot. And I'm sorry, David, but I'm going to have to cry.
She's got her mentor, David, by the way, sitting right here in studio.
I did not want to cry on this. Oh, man. I should have bet something.
That's okay. But, it means you care. It means you care, T. I've cried on the air as well. It's okay.
Oh, man. This changed me a lot. Like, I did not think I would be here right now. Like, I always wanted to be a basketball player, a chef, a police officer, but I never thought I would find a passion to build aircrafts, airplanes, whatever I get into, I just want to build and then fly it after. But this changes you a lot. Like, it pushes you to do more. It pushes you to want more, to go farther with it. If it wasn't for the mentors I have here, I don't think I would love it so much, because David, my mentor, he had his own aircraft and he took me up flying one day. And I think that's where it started at. I think, like, this is actually fun. Like, and then after I flown in his aircraft, I'm like, This is something fun. Like, I see myself doing this. Like, not much people from where I'm at have opportunities like this also. So, the fact that I have one, I cherish it so much.
You can see that. You can see that. And if you're somebody out there listening right now and you are on the fence about being a mentor, I think T just sealed the deal, I'm pretty sure. I think you sealed the deal because you're right. I think that there's not an opportunity like this in many schools, and certainly the idea of being in this realm might not feel like a possibility for a lot of young students. And even just the fact that you're so confident in what you want to do, most teens your age do not know what in the world they're doing even by the time they graduate college or by the time they're in their adult. I didn't even find this career until I was in my 30s. So it's really amazing to hear your testimony. It's beautiful. And as I mentioned, we are going to put a link to where, if you're a mentor out there, a potential mentor, where you can go to get involved in this incredible program. And I want to thank you, T, for taking a risk. And even though in the beginning you didn't know if you really loved it, you showed up and you gave it an amazing effort. And now you get to see it all come together next week. I'm excited for you and for this entire team. And Aaron, thank you.
Thank you.
And for First Aviation Services for doing a program like this. It's exciting. It's really awesome. Do we know of other schools in Connecticut that are going to do this soon?
I don't know, but there's been some talk of another school in Fairfield County, but I'm not sure where they are exactly in the process.
Okay. Well, we'll stay tuned for that. Thank you all for being in studio, and I cannot wait to see what happens next week. And, T, I'm going to hold you to it. I'd love to get your reaction next week after you go up in the air.
I'll come back, and I'll definitely tell you.
I'd love that. That would be great.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
We so appreciate it. And, again, stay tuned. We'll see what happens next week when this group of student builders, are going to ride in their RV-12 aircraft that they built. This has been 3 years in the making, and it is set to happen Monday, weather permitting, right here in Stratford. So stay tuned for that.